Join us as we place the spotlight on the Government Technical Institute. We invite you to accompany us on a journey as we seek information on the operations and programs at GTI. Opening its doors in May 1951 in temporary accommodation in the Queen's College compound, the institution, 2 months after, moved to Nonpareil Park in Georgetown, commonly called Wilfrid Avenue. The Government Technical Institute at that time was tasked with providing training in craft skills, but over time, technical courses were introduced with diploma-level programs being added as well. 38 courses were being offered on full-time, day release, and evening basis. The premier learning technical institute in the nation over time has had to adjust its courses and programs in keeping with the rapid changes in industry and technical fields to be able to facilitate the programs of a fast-growing Guyana job market and its demands. In this series of conversations, we will speak with some of the lecturers of departments to capture the transformation and development taking place in the Guyana technical landscape from GTI's perspective. We will now hear from the welfare officer of GTI, Alero Proctor.
First, I want to make the distinction between welfare officer and probation officer. Because in Guyana, the idea of welfare is misconstrued. People think that it's when students get into trouble, then they go to the welfare. But at GTI, and I hope that across the country that this is adopted, welfare officer has a completely different connotation. The office is there to assist every student in ensuring that they get the success that they came here for. So we look at their well-being from a holistic point of view. We assist with meals, transportation, acquiring jobs. In fact, I want to speak to that. Employers call us ever so often, every other day, to request our graduates and even current students. So my office facilitates that by sending them graduate lists, liaising the students with the employer and so on, so that they can get those jobs. We have a breakfast morning where we provide free breakfast for any and every student who needs it. So they can come, we ask no questions, they have to ask no questions, and they just utilize the service. On that note, I would share that we still need sponsorship because that comes out from our budget. So we need companies to sponsor things like that. But in addition to those, we also offer psychosocial counseling. We know the different categories of students we have, full-time, the younger ones, and the part-time, the more mature students. Both categories have their own unique issues. So we offer them counseling. We liaise with the American University of Peace Studies that offers the degree and the diploma and so on in psychology. So their trainees, their students, would do their attachment with us. And they would come and have discussions with the students. We're also in collaboration with the University of Guyana. Their Masters in Social Work program, those students would come as well and meet with our students, interact with them, and assist them in that psychosocial aspect.
Okay. You're talking here about, and it seems to me, based on what you just said to us, is GTI seems to be bending back or pushing back very hard to make sure that students are taken care of in so many different spheres of their sojourn here at GTI. You spoke to transportation, you spoke to meals, you spoke to their mental capacity while here. These are very important. But I need to ask, how long did this start, and why is GTI going so far back? It may seem like a tough question, but I'm asking. The face of GTI seems to want to deal with a whole lot of the human person, and not so much only the professional sojourn, but the well-being of the person. And the question is, what was it that caused GTI to go so deep into trying to make sure that its students are holistically dealt with, or addressed, or make sure they're taken care of?
That's a ticklish one, because I don't want to take credit for anything that the institution, you know, is doing. But as a person, I consider myself to be a people person, and I think my purpose is to help. So in any regard that I can think of that can help students, I work towards getting that done. And I would say the principal is supportive in that aspect. So if I take something to her, I just have to map out how it's going to be done and how it's going to benefit our students. And we are on, and she's on board. The administration is on board. What I found, I took up this post in 2013, and I found that, you know, students were getting into trouble for different reasons. And my training in pedagogy and so on at the university allowed me to understand that they might be coming with their own challenges. So if we don't understand and we don't empathize with them, we don't know how to help them. So that is the reason we put the different programs in place. We even have mentorship programs. We have Men's Affairs Bureau. We have a private company, an NGO, that comes and they would meet and speak with our male students particularly. We have SYDR, another non-for-profit. They would come and speak with our female students and so on. We have training in interview skills and preparing applications and CVs and so on. So understanding what some of the challenges are for the students help you to better understand them and better help them so that they could be successful. We have bright students, brilliant students, but some of them may not be coming from affluent households and so on. So they might be absent, they might be late. Some students would have said that before they come here, they have to go to work. They got to go work and get money to come to school. So the assistance program that we drafted was in an effort to get students here, get them on time, and give them a meal. The breakfast program, we know students travel from long distances, so they don't have the time to have breakfast at home, or they may not be able to afford it. So when they come here, at least they have a hot, you know, meal, a breakfast here waiting for them. So that's the whole idea behind it, understanding what challenges they're facing with so that we can help them to better get their success story.
And that's why I now understand why it is that so many of your students that would have started the sojourn here are returning to give back to the institution.
That is true. And not just in the capacity as lecturers. They're coming and they're making donations. Recently, we had a company that, a family rather, from the building department, I think misspoke about it. That is, they're giving back to GTI. The new building, when people pass on Wolford Avenue, you see that spanking new building, that is from an alumni. I think it was 8 out of 9 siblings that attended GTI. So they came and they put together that building. So when the students recognize that we are trying to help them, you know, they come back and they try to help those who, their successors. Yeah.
So finally, Miss, it really speaks to the fact that when you come here at GTI, it's not only developing your career, but GTI is also responsible, is also interested in your well-being, while being a part of the programs here.
That is true. And we even have, every year, we have our health fair, where we liaise with the Ministry of Health, and they come in and they offer all kinds of services, not just the Ministry of Health. We have the Silvers, they partner with us all the time, and they come and they offer eye care free of charge to our students. We have them doing exercises. We pay Zumba instructors so that they can come and do some exercise and what's not. So, yes, for me, as a sociologist by training and having taught psychology as well, I understand that the mental aspect as well as the physical will contribute significantly to your educational development. So with that, we want to make sure that our students are rounded as per our vision statement, so that they can be successful in the end. That's our primary goal. We tout success matters, and it really does. We try to ensure that our students are successful in the end.
And that's, it's not all about the professional outfit and what you do, but you also have extracurricular activities, a little bit of fun, a little bit of sport that students are involved in to free them up mentally.
We do. We have several clubs here run by the Student Guild, which is a student body. So they're involved. They have the environmental club. They have the sports club. We have the culture society. So they get involved in those activities.
That was Alera Proctor, welfare officer of GTI.